that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Happen radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
America, welcome back to our show. And little news kind of breaking right now. Remember a while back there was this shooting at Bally's inside Las Vegas, where this guy supposedly got into an argument with security guards over a $30 cover charge, drew a .38 caliber revolver, and wounded two men. And, of course, the gun grabbers were out there saying, oh, proves we cannot have guns in the hands of the American people. You just rely on the police to come save you, which never happens. The police are never there in time to thwart a crime. They show up after it's all over in their nice shiny uniforms and their shiny little buttons, and they'll pose in front of the dead bodies for the press cameras and act like they're somehow important to the process that's going on here. Well, apparently the suspect in this case, Benjamin Frazier, is insisting he remembers absolutely nothing from that entire morning. Doesn't remember being in the after-hour club, doesn't remember arguing with the staff, doesn't remember the shooting. I want to know what prescription antidepressants this guy was on or withdrawing from. Because when you have something like this that just doesn't make any sense, pulling a gun over a $30 cover charge, this day and age, $30 just isn't a lot of money. Certainly not worth getting into an argument and starting to pull a trigger. And there's a major, major problem with these medications that corporate media doesn't want to look at because they risk losing all those juicy pharmaceutical commercials. Congress actually held hearings on the problem, but they didn't do anything because these pharmaceutical companies are huge campaign donors, and we can't offend them. Anyway, we're into hour number three here. Dan the Man is sitting in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, feeding the giant mutant hamster so we don't get any more disconnects, and ready to answer the phone when you call in to 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, we were talking earlier in the week about planned obsolescence, products that are designed to go bad very, very quickly. And there was an article we referred to yesterday about how the iOS 7 update for the iPhones seem to actually degrade the performance on the iPhone 4s. And certainly we noticed it with our iPhone 4s not being able to maintain a Wi-Fi connection anymore. We have a lot of other things with Wi-Fi that are working just perfectly. Wi-Fi cards in the cameras. My wife's iPad is working perfectly. The netbook works perfectly. All these little Wi-Fi systems work perfectly except for the iPhone 4. And the problem got worse with the latest upgrade of iOS 7. Oh, we're just going to encourage them on to buying the iPhone 5, which is, by the way, the response I got when I went over to Apple and I said the iPhone 4's Wi-Fi seems to quit working with the update. Oh, well, that's the iPhone 4. You should be moving on to the iPhone 5. Well, it turns out that may not be such a good idea after all, because Apple, which has had prior problems with their batteries, is now admitting the iPhone 5S batteries do drain very quickly. They don't last as long as the advertising says they're supposed to. So since the new iPhone 5 isn't that much of an improvement over the iPhone 4, except that fingerprint scanner, which I wouldn't use anyway, can I have the Wi-Fi working properly on my iPhone 4 again? It's amazing, amazing stuff here. Alrighty, let's see. Now, over in Great Britain, Prime Minister David Cameron is edging closer and closer to basically threatening Glenn Greenwald and Ed Snowden over the revelations of this massive spying network, which it turns out Great Britain is hand and glove with the NSA. There's this group of five nations. It goes all the way back to the beginning of the Echelon program, where they're cooperating with each other to keep watch on the masses, to keep the herd in place, to keep the livestock under control, as is our divine imperial right. And David Cameron is now basically saying it would be difficult for the British government not to act if Snowden publishes more leaks. At the very least, they're threatening denotices on the British press, which is an order from the government not to cover a certain story. They're a little more open and above board in Great Britain. When the government tells the media not to report a story, they're saying the government is telling the media not to report this. Here in the U.S., it's more covert. So you're not supposed to know when the government says, don't talk about that story. Don't talk about that story at all. There are concerns about Edward Snowden traveling outside Russia. The German government now wants to talk to him about what the U.S. has been doing there. And there are concerns that somebody might try and assassinate him once he's outside of Russia. Saw this article. I mentioned it before. I'm going to mention it again here. BBC is out there basically screaming that the greatest threat to democracy are all those conspiracy theorists who question the official story. How can they do that? Just because the government lies are really all that incredibly obvious is no reason to doubt the government. Loyal subjects, loyal citizens will believe what the government tells them no matter how completely insane it is on examination. And it shows just how afraid they are that the world is going through a global political awakening and realizing that all of these governments are not what we were taught they were in school and in the corporate media. And so now the attack is on conspiracy theorists. They're a threat to democracy. Well, we don't have a democracy. When you have this much rampant vote fraud, when you have this much government control over the media, when you have this much government surveillance of the people, that's not democracy. It's not even the illusion of democracy. We're in a dictatorship. And they're trying to go after what really happened, Republic Broadcasting. There's a threat to the state because they're preventing the American people from believing as they're being told to believe. Going to grab a phone call here. Fred in Austin. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Listen, I just wanted to make a point about the NSA's spying and Israel's role in it, given that one of Snowden's latest leaks was that Israel was listening in real time, mm-hmm. and then deciding on their own whether or not anything had to be given back in the way of conversational intelligence, whatever, to government officials or whoever. But I was wondering if there's any reciprocity there. Is the United States listening in Israel? Because if there's no such thing, then it seems to me that Israel is running the show.
I would think that you're probably right here. We do know that there is this agreement between Israel's intelligence agencies and the NSA where Israel gets the real-time raw feed from the system. And to the best of my knowledge, there is no reciprocity. And Israel's very much hand in glove with all of this. This rise of dictatorship and tyranny and spying in all these countries. It's certainly being cheered on and championed by the Israel firsters inside the U.S. government, people like Dianne Feinstein.
Absolutely, and then those people are, as you say, Israel firsters. But it just seems like a fairly obvious point to make that if there is no reciprocity, then Israel clearly enjoys the upper hand and it's seemingly in control of the NSA.
I would agree, and the main reason for that is that there is no filtration of the information coming from the NSA to Israel, which includes Israel is getting information the NSA is taking about our congressmen, about our appointed officials, about heads of companies. Israel's getting all of it, and this is strategically sensitive information that Israel can use against us and has a provable track record of doing.
Absolutely. Okay, well, that's the point that I wanted to get to make out there because I hadn't heard that point made, and it seems to me a critical point, and, you know.
It is a critical point, and I don't care if there's reciprocity or not. no foreign government should have unbridled, unfettered, unfiltered access to raw intelligence being generated by a U.S. taxpayer-funded facility.
You're right.
They've left us wide open. Far from making us more secure and safe, the NSA has made America more vulnerable, not just to Israel machinations. With all these back doors and all of our software and systems, they've left us wide open to hackers. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Fred. More calls when we come back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in, Mike and Pharaoh, in the afternoon. You know, tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the mic, you really open your eyes. Tune in, Mike and Pharaoh, in the afternoon.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Johnny in New York. Aloha, Johnny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Cole, what really happened, brother?
Yes.
You know, great article, man. You got one of the best websites with whatreallyhappened.com. You know, I looked at an article. You probably covered it. I don't know. But it's an article by Christopher Hedges about our invisible revolution. And basically, the top of that says, they know that if the idea that justifies their powers die, they are finished. That is why the voices of dissent as well as spontaneous uprisings such as Occupy Movement, are ruthlessly crushed by the corporate state. Comment?
Well, the government operates as a religion. It functions only so long as the population believes in the proffered illusion that the government is there to take care of them, that our government is good while all the other governments are bad. That military interventions are necessary, spying is necessary, but when you have a government that has destroyed its own credibility through the sheer clumsiness of their lies, like Saddam's nuclear weapons, and the public stops believing, it's really all over but the shouting, and that's what's going on all over the world. People are looking at their own governments and realizing these are just a bunch of con artists and scammers out for themselves. And the built-in self-destruct mechanism of all these governments is that private central bank, which is a Ponzi scheme. Yep. And eventually it all reaches a point where they can't keep it together with lies and illusion any longer, and that's exactly where we are.
Mike, you're an incredible man. I don't know how you do it, the energy. God bless you, brother. You are just a mighty man of truth. You know, you link up to some of the most awesome people, like Chris Hedges, this great article that he wrote. And just one quick question, because I know you probably got some other callers. Did you see, or do you have on your website, about the Ken O'Keefe versus the Lee Kaplan debate, the most recent one?
Actually, no, I don't, but I'll make a point of looking into that after the radio show today.
Tremendous, tremendous. True justice and peace, this man, Ken O'Keefe, is another warrior that reminds me so much of you, my brother. So check it out, Ken O'Keefe versus Lee Kaplan.
All right, I'll check it out. And thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Clint in Las Vegas. Aloha, Clint. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I wanted to ask a couple things. I hope we have time. But I'm sure you've heard, but I've never seen on your website, but I heard it in part four of Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. I'm sure you've heard of the documentary, but maybe you haven't seen it. But it was part four, you know, about questioning if he really hated all the Jews. And one of them was what was the great Jewish stab in the back that Hitler talked about? And a guy, an ex-Zionist, was given a speech, and he said that after 2 years, Germany had won the war. The convoys had all been stopped. The Russian army had mutinied, and Germany was offering Britain peace terms. And it was under agents for Max Warburg, who was the head of Kaiser Intelligence, whose brother, was one of the founders of the Federal Reserve in the United States, Paul Warburg. His agents went to the British and said, you could win this war if we bring the United States in as your ally. What we ask for in exchange is an Israeli state in Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
And they got it in paper in 1917, and most Americans don't know this. I never knew this. It was called the Banford Declaration.
Balfour Declaration. And what's really interesting is Palestine wasn't Britain's to give away at that time when that was signed. Now, we're coming up with a commercial break. I want to go back and cover a couple of things that you mentioned. First of all, What?
Could you hold me through the commercial?
Well, no, because we've got something happening after the next commercial break that we need to go to. But just to sort of recap, the primary motivation for the war against Germany was that Germany had broken free from the private central bank model, and its economy was just blossoming all over the place. It was called the German miracle, and it was setting a bad example for the rest of the world in the eyes of the private central bankers. Because people around the world were looking at what was going on in Germany and saying, hey, why aren't we doing that here? And that was the reason these other nations with private central banks declared a global boycott against Germany, tried to destroy the German economy. And we even have quotes by Winston Churchill who said that the primary reason for dragging Germany to create this war for Germany was to make sure that they could not be allowed to continue to be economic competition for these other nations, because a nation with a private central bank siphoning off the real wealth of the nation cannot economically compete with nations that are running the public currency as a public utility. And that was the real ultimate agenda going into World War II. And you might want to go over to my website, check out that article, All Wars Are Banker Wars, or the video that goes with it, that basically lays out the continuous thread through all of U.S. history, including assassination attempts on presidents, all comes down to the bankers maintaining this scam on the population that all commerce must be conducted only using banknotes borrowed at interest from them, which gets them a piece of the action of all commercial activity in that country. And they did the same thing to the entire planet Earth with Bretton Woods, and that's why they're willing to risk global nuclear war to keep that scam going. Because without that scam, without forcing the world to borrow banknotes at interest from private bankers, the private bankers lose everything. When Andrew Jackson shut down the Second Bank of the United States, they tried to operate as a regular depositor bank and immediately went bankrupt. Okay?
Greenbacks are the secret. Issuing currency debt-free. That's exactly right.
And everybody in America, when they talk about the debt ceiling and that debate's going to come up the first part of next year again, the Constitution authorizes the U.S. government to create and issue a debt-free currency. Why do they continue to borrow currency at interest from a privately owned central bank, which has led to this absolute nightmare of unpayable debt?
Charter, and it ends this year, don't it?
No, it doesn't. Congress altered the charter to make it open-ended in the 1930s. I got to let you go. We're going to try and squeeze in one more phone call before the commercial break. Keith in Montana. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello there, Mike. Hey, I was watching a PBS NewsHour thing with that Charlie Rose last night. They had Dick Cheney on there, cyborg Dick Cheney. And they were highlighting all the procedures about the surgery. But he was out there saying that Israel right now should attack Iran. And they have, was also interviewing his doctor there. We were just talking about the procedures and all that stuff like that. But I thought it was so interesting that his doctor kept referring to Cheney as a Holocaust survivor, being born in Poland and all this stuff like that. So we see more and more of this ramping up of the poor anti-Semitism, the Holocaust.
It's all over the place. They're wagging Hitler and the Nazis all over TV. It tells us Israel's getting ready to do something. And, you know, when Israel attacks Iran and Iran counterattacks, Israel will say, save us, the evil Iranians are coming for us. And American kids are going to get sent into another nightmare. And the reason for going into Iran has nothing to do with Israel or nuclear weapons or any of that stuff. It's all about getting rid of Iran's style of banking. And it's all about forcing Iran to sell their oil only for U.S. dollars to prop up the petrodollar deal and, again, prop up Bretton Woods. And it's a failed policy because nations are leaving the U.S. dollar faster than the U.S. can conquer them. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Keith, sorry to cut you off. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. And I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And joining us on the microphone right now is John Stadmiller, the boss, the star of RBN, and wears so many hats and trying to do so many things. And John, welcome, obviously, to my show. And what is on your mind today?
Well, we're doing the end of the month. We didn't have enough green to cover the bills. We're doing a pledge drive today. We're looking for 56 listeners to pledge $100. Now, that doesn't sound like a whole lot. And folks, don't assume that, oh, well, somebody will make that call. We're doing this a little bit differently today. We're asking people to make a $100 pledge to the network. And what we're going to do, Michael, for these guys that pledge that $100, I don't know if you've ever seen one of our RBN mugs. If you go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, we have an RBN update right there on the right-hand side, a little ways down. RBN pledge drive today, need 56 listeners. Click on that, and you'll see what you're going to get. You're going to get a coffee mug. This thing is outstanding. This was designed by a marketing guy that used to do the Houston Rockets over here in Houston, Texas. He designed that for us. Very nice. The T-shirts that were made up by an individual, I don't know if he wants me to use his name, unless I get permission, I won't. But for the cause, he sent these wonderful quality T-shirts over. It says on the back, I support RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. It's got our domain name there and the number for the network. And it's got a little shot of the front of the shirt there. But this is only going to net us about $75 a listener, because the cost of these, the mug and the shipping and all that stuff, it's going to cost us about $25. But we're in an emergency. We got to pay this bill. Otherwise, you know, we don't pay, we don't play, we don't get to talkie on network, and we do not need service interruption. Worst thing in the world. Do you think 3 seconds of silence on the air is bad in radio? Try being off the air.
Well, the situation, I do know the situation is extremely dire. We're almost down to the point where we're going to have to eat the giant mutant hamster that's in the wire wheel that powers everything. And if things get any worse, we're going to have to start shooting some of our tech board operators because they eat a lot of kibble.
Well,
so, you know, send in the money or we'll have to kill one of our board operators there. Not Dan, of course, but...
Well, there's a split shift that happens with you. And most people may not even be aware of that. While you're doing your program, the last hour of your show is done by Dan, but it's done. The first 2 hours are done by somebody else. So we man, are we good? In the middle of a stream, we change paddles and we don't miss a stroke. So
no, we don't. We absolutely don't. And again, you need to understand what's going on here, because Republic Broadcasting is out here for the American people. We don't get big checks from Monsanto or Dow Chemical or defense contractors. We don't get big checks from non-governmental organizations with shadowy agendas. You've probably seen a lot of people out there in the independent media who seem to just have a lot of money, and they're the ones out there screaming about the really kooky, crazy stuff because they're basically paid to be there and muddy up the waters. And because RBN doesn't do that, we are wholly dependent on our advertisers and our donors, and especially in this economy, the advertisers are a little slim, not because they don't wish to support us, but because ordinary American people just don't have any more money to be buying products and stuff. And so it's this cascade effect.
Well,
so
and Michael, there's a simple solution. In the real world, the corporate world, this would be a recipe for getting fired as being a CEO. The game plan here at the network is just to simply survive, to add more radio stations to the network. We've got 50 now. We'll have 100 by the end of the year. I'm shooting for 200 by the end of next year. And these are easily attainable goals now that we have the XDS satellite. We actually had to take on more liability. But, you know, we're just going to make up the difference by adding more people to the network, more listeners, more people getting energized and educated and sharing the message with other people. I'm not looking to make money out of this. The only thing I'm looking to do is to pay the bills and to grow the network. I'm not in this for the cash, never have been, now, certainly not in it for the ego. You know,
there are easier ways to make money and easier ways to feed your ego than doing what we are doing here right now.
I'm telling you. I mean, and you know that inside and out. So what we're asking people to do is just to call the network, okay? If you do this by PayPal, you're not going to get the T-shirt. You're not going to get the mug. We only have 11 small, 11 medium, 10 large, 12 extra large, and 12 extra, extra large. So you need to call us to get the mug and get the T-shirt. We have a limited quantity. We need 56 of you guys to call in. You're going to love this. You're going to get something for your donation. You're going to be even a walking billboard for us if you so choose. And just call us at 800-724-2719. We have people standing by. I want to get this done in the next hour so we can send everybody home. So call now, 800-724-2719. We need 56 of you fine people, $100. We'll get you all set up, and we'll even throw some bumper stickers in there if you'd like.
And it is that important. We're not just saying this just because we're greedy bastards. If we were greedy bastards, we'd be on Wall Street in Washington, D.C.
That's right.
And I want to hit that thing about the walking billboards, because we obviously don't have any budget to advertise RBN in the traditional sense. We rely on you, the listeners, to basically go out there, tell your friends about Republic Broadcasting. If you have a blog, put up a little link to RBN. Tell your friends, post it to Facebook, and help us build our audience, because our audience size directly impacts our advertising revenues. The more people we have listening, the more we can charge for the ads, and the better our bottom line will be. And again, neither John nor I are in this thing to make money. We have no illusions we're going to become wealthy somewhere down the road. Quite the contrary. I mean, both John and I have lost a great deal of what might be called an ordinary life over the last 20 years doing what we're doing.
Absolutely.
But we're doing it because we recognize this nation is in a crisis. We recognize that the powers that be are willing to risk a nuclear war to keep their little frauds going again. And every American needs to stand up and do everything they can to stop this right now, because the consequences for failing, the consequences for allowing RBN to go silent, are just too horrible to contemplate.
I am
not exaggerating.
And you're exactly right. I mean, I have a tendency to downplay everything. I don't like the hype. We've got enough people out there scaring the crap out of everybody. This is a very simple process, folks. This network is here to simply do one thing, and that's to educate people. And yes, tell your friends, because the best advertising in the world is a recommendation from somebody like you. So I always say, Michael, you know, tune in tomorrow, and when you show up, bring a friend with you.
But absolutely.
But call us right now, folks. Operators, as they say, are standing by. I'd like to get this hammered out in the next hour. 800-724-2719. And thank you very much, Mr. Rivero.
And you're very, very welcome here. And it really comes down to a very simple thing. As long as you, the listeners, support us, RBN will be here. If you don't support us, we will be gone. We are that close to the edge here, and we wouldn't say this if it wasn't real. You know, we've got other things that we would rather be talking about. I feel very bad having to come on the microphone and ask for money and donations and support, but it is absolutely necessary right now. So hit that phone, get that T-shirt, get that coffee mug, and be part of the process. Because we are making history. What's going on right now, 50 years from now, students are going to be required to read in their school books about what's going on right now, and this is your chance to actually be part of that history. All right, John, thanks an awful lot.
Thank
and
you.
I hope the phones start ringing there. And getting back to some news here before we wrap up my show, we're now seeing that once again the Baltic Dry Index shows the economy is slowing down. Now, for those who don't understand what that is, before a company can manufacture the new iPhone, the new frying pan, the new vacuum cleaner, they have to purchase and ship raw materials. And the Baltic Dry Index is an index of how much raw materials are being transported across the globe, by train, by cargo ship, by whatever. And when that Baltic Dry Index slows down, what it means is that factories are cutting back on their manufacturing because orders from the stores are cutting back, and it's an indicator that things are slowing down. And all of this instant money being created by the Federal Reserve is being showered all over Wall Street and Washington, D.C. to maintain the illusion of solvency, but it's not actually addressing what went wrong with the economy, because nobody wants to admit what is wrong with the U.S. economy, what is wrong with the global economy. Our private central banks issuing the currency as a loan at interest. It has never once in history been made to work over the long run. It's a get-rich-quick scheme that enriches the bankers and makes future generations pay the penalty. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinbach, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And there's an interesting article over at AlethoNewsWordPress.com called The Gitmo Witch Trials. And it draws some very alarming parallels between the hysteria that led to the witchcraft executions in Salem, Massachusetts, and how it was the, for them, recent memory of that out-of-control judicial process which inspired the founding fathers of this nation to write much of the Bill of Rights, that there is a process, that you can't just be convicted on accusation without proof, without due process, and draws the parallel with the current terrorism hysteria in which innocent people are being kidnapped, taken to Guantanamo, waterboarded, and even though the military tribunal has said some of these people are innocent of any wrongdoing and need to be released, the Obama administration refuses to release them. And we know why. Because like the witchcraft suspects all over Europe, and yes, Salem as well, these people have been tortured. With worse things than waterboarding, they are all a potential political embarrassment for the U.S. government. And they are running this whole terrorism situation like it's a witchcraft hysteria. Accusation equals guilt. You prove that you're innocent. And now they're out there declaring that there are reasons to consider every single American citizen a potential terrorist suspect. Which means the government has crafted for itself a rationalization to suspend the Bill of Rights for anybody in this country. And that is not what the United States is supposed to be. It's a Bill of Rights. It's not a Bill of Suggestions. And any government that does not want to play by those rules in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights should do the honorable thing and resign immediately. Don't go in there and think that you have some kind of right bestowed from the imaginary playmate in the sky to change the rules under which you got your job. It's called the true believer mentality, and it's gotten this nation into so many problems throughout history here. Meanwhile, down in Australia, you probably heard that the Australian military finally owned up to the fact that their training exercise in high explosives started that brush fire in New South Wales that caused all that damage. They've apologized. They're not going to pay for all the lost property and homes. But those people whose homes were burned up by the fire, they got a nice apology from the Australian. We're sorry. We feel really bad about that. But it's necessary to fight the war on terror. There's been another attack with chemical weapons in Syria near the Turkish border. This one, without question, was carried out by the hired mercenaries and not the government of Bashar al-Assad, which is why you're not hearing a whole heck of a lot about it in the corporate media. Because you're not supposed to know that the hired mercenaries have these chemical weapons and have been using them. You're supposed to believe that Assad gassed women and children of his own Alawite supporters, virtually in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they arrived. And if you are a loyal American citizen, you will believe what we say, no matter how nonsensical it might be. Those poor people down in Syria, apparently the collapse of their medical infrastructure is starting to take a heavy toll on the Syrian people with an epidemic of polio cases and the flesh-eating parasites. And the story that was reporting this over there in the Telegraph, you know, goes on about all this horrible civil war. It is not a civil war. It is a not-so-covert attempt by the United States to overthrow Assad using foreign hired mercenaries. And the U.S. government just feels the suffering and death of ordinary Syrian people. It's just part of the cost of doing business. Yeah, it's worth it if we get Assad out of there. It's not like we know any of those people. And again, I view it as a mark of extreme shame for the U.S. federal government that in the congressional hearings, finally looking into these drone strikes, which are violations of international law and U.S. law, only 5 members of Congress showed up to listen. The rest all want to be able to run around and say, I had no idea it was causing this much damage and harm. Really, I didn't know. The entire government is starting to adopt that whole Sergeant Schultz mentality. I know nothing. I see nothing. I was not even here. It's amazing stuff. Israel's deputy defense minister is saying that the United States should put on hold any peace talks until after they deal with the Iran nuclear issue. Story came out of back channel almonitor.com here, how the White House is meeting with Jewish leaders to press for a delay in the sanctions on Iran. Funny, I don't see the White House meeting with Arab leaders or Palestinian leaders or Iranians talking about the delay in the new Iran sanctions. Why does the White House have to get their permission or cooperation? And that dovetails in with this next story that came out of antiwar.com. Over Obama objections, senators prepare new Iran sanctions. AIPAC went up to Congress and said, you will sanction Iran. And members of Congress said, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, we will do, Dobbin, Dobbin, Dobbin. Now, Obama is the president, at least for the time being, and that gives him veto over any bill passed in Congress. So Congress cannot impose sanctions on Iran by themselves. if Obama is genuine about seeking a peaceful resolution, he'll exercise that veto. That is his actual job, for which he's paid and allowed to live in that very nice piece of property that belongs to we the people. If Congress passes new sanctions against Iran and Obama signs it, it will be a flashing neon sign to the entire world that all of his talk about peace was only for show. I wanted peace, but Congress and I'm going to... Nope. This one falls right on that wonderful little desk inside the Oval Office. If Obama is serious about seeking a peaceful resolution with Iran, he will veto any new sanctions bill coming out of the Congress. If he does not exercise the veto, it just tells us that all his talk and all his speechification is just more trying to tell you what you want to hear while the government goes on doing what they want to do. Now, Israel made a big deal over the fact that they released some Palestinian prisoners from jail at the same time they announced they're building another 1,500 settler homes in East Jerusalem. And we've seen Israel do this before, where they'll release all these Palestinian political prisoners to make a political point, get some propaganda value, and then as soon as whatever is over, they just go back out and rearrest them again. My goodness here. Another story about how the EPA is shut down in cheerleader car wash fundraisers. Because that soap and all that other stuff, that's a pollutant that's going into the storm drains and the sewers. That's what they're for. And we know what this is really all about. The owners of car washes are really tired of the little kiddies having their little car wash and the little cute cheerleaders just crawling all over your windshield, scrubbing off the dirt. It's taking money away from corporations that own car washes. That can't be allowed to happen. So they sick the EPA on them. This is a government that's dumping depleted uranium all over the planet. This is a government that didn't really deal with the mess in the Gulf of Mexico. Just said, put on this stuff that makes it sink to the bottom. We'll pretend it's not a problem. And they're out there screaming that cheerleader car washes are a threat to the environment. No, they aren't. Not compared to some of the other stuff this government is doing on a regular basis. Apparently, TSA is expanding their screening process. Apparently, there's a candy store in California that now has a little mini TSA that you must go through to go in and buy the store's product. Personally, I would not do business with a store like that. I'll live without candy. I think all Americans need to start doing without some of this stuff they're trying to sell you and lure you into accepting having your crotches groped and your wives and daughters fondled and your laptops dropped. Final note here for the carbon Nazis who are out there screaming, oh, it's horribly warm, you're going to die if you don't pay carbon taxes. Chile just got hit with the worst cold spell in the last 80 years. Has destroyed this year's fruit exports. Billions and billions of dollars in losses to the farmers there. We'll have more of that global warming stuff back on the show tomorrow. So there's the music. Time for us to sign off here. Do come back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay angry, stay skeptical, stay informed, make good choices, tell all your friends about what really happened, and Republic Broadcasting, please donate to RBN. It is that desperate. We could be gone without your help. Aloha, America.